Lately, I have been so fucking horny. It's been driving me mad. I kicked my deadbeat husband out for wasting our money on gambling about a year ago. Although he may have been a waste of space, the one thing I miss about him is his cock. Sometimes he would come home in an absolute rage and take it out on me in the bedroom. After such a punishing fuck, he would always feel guilty and apologize. But secretly, I loved it. I loved how he would force his fat cock deep inside my cunt. And, not giving a fuck about me, he would treat me like a cheap whore. I'm even getting wet down there now just thinking about it. Anyway, my main priority now is looking after my son, my sweet little boy. I make sure he has everything he needs and that he has a really good childhood and upbringing, even though his daddy isn't around. He is at an age now where he's very curious about sex, which is totally natural. And the interesting thing about his curiosity is, when I checked his browser history on his iPad, I discovered he'd been searching a ton of MILF porn. I was shocked at first, but then that shock quickly turned into intrigue. My sweet little boy getting turned on and probably getting off on older women. Then, over the next few weeks, I discovered that someone had been going through my underwear drawer. My clean panties that I had neatly folded up had been disturbed. Then I went to check the dirty laundry basket, and sure enough, my dirty panties in the basket had also been disturbed. Was my sweet little boy's fascination with older women causing him to sniff my freshly worn panties? With me being so horny lately, he is bound to be getting a good whiff and taste of my cunt juice scent from my lacy panties. Our morning routine had changed as well, because he was always getting up early for school and dressed in his school uniform. This meant I didn't have time to dress, and I would rush downstairs to make him his breakfast in my dressing gown. He would always sit in the same seat, which gave him a perfect view of me while I prepared his breakfast. It was then I discovered his eyes were locked onto me like laser-guided missiles. And because my black silk dressing gown was short, it revealed my upper thighs and scantily covered ass cheeks. I had to lean forward to place his freshly squeezed orange juice in front of him, and I could see his eyes dart to my cleavage. And with my black gown only tied at the waist, he was getting a bird's-eye view of my deep cleavage and black lacy bra. Part of me was shocked at my sweet little innocent angel, but another part of me was extremely turned on, and all sorts of things were running through my mind, like, was his cock hard? And did he have a nice big fat cock like his daddy's? This went on for about a week, and I actually looked forward to going to the kitchen every morning because I knew I was going to be stared at like a filthy whore by my sweet little boy. It was Saturday morning, and I had a free day, and my son didn't have to go to school, which provided me with the opportunity to push the boundaries a little further. I put on my white, see-through, three-quarter-length dressing gown. It was tied at the waist, and I checked myself out in the full-length mirror in my bedroom. I could clearly see my skimpy white lace panties through my gown, and they were complemented with a white lace see-through bra. I was so fucking turned on as I made my way downstairs to my sweet little boy. I greeted him a good morning as his eyes nearly popped out of his head. I bent over to grab his orange juice out of the fridge, which resulted in my ass stretching my see-through gown over my ass cheeks, revealing my very skimpy panties. Just the thought of him staring at my ass was making my nipples very erect and incredibly sensitive. I set his orange juice down in front of him, and at the same time I gave him a good view of my big, fat, double-D tits. I could see his squirming in his seat. His cock must have been hard. I could clearly see him staring at my nipples, which were poking out. You couldn't miss them because they're fucking massive. Then the phone rang, and I asked him if he could get it. And as he got up, I could see the huge outline of the big package he was carrying between his legs underneath his pants. It was fucking huge. It was his daddy on the phone, so I excused myself. And as I squeezed by him in the kitchen doorway, I rubbed my ass across his hard cock. And boy, oh boy, did it feel rock hard. I thought he was going to drop the phone or even come right then and there while he was talking to his daddy. Well, later that same day, since it was Saturday night and I was all alone, I watched some sad movies on TV and had a few glasses of wine and was just generally feeling sorry for myself. I fell asleep around 11 and then woke up around 2 in the morning. I was incredibly thirsty from all that wine and made my way downstairs to the kitchen for a cold drink of water. I opened the door to the refrigerator and the cold air just gushed out and I could feel it on my tits, especially my nipples. I was wearing a tight pink vest and small pink panties. I had swallowed about half a bottle of water when I discovered my son standing in the doorway. He was getting a good view of my ass. But he was in for a treat when I turned around. My nipples were huge, and my panties were clinging to my swollen pussy. My young son was standing in the kitchen doorway, staring me up and down. He was wearing a gray vest and tight gray boxer shorts. I could clearly see the outline of his fat cock and a damp patch. He must be leaking pre-cum, I thought. I was so fucking turned on. I was going to make a move on my own son to satisfy my sexual urges. It took all the willpower I had to get out of there, so I wouldn't regret anything come morning. I said goodnight to my sweet little boy, and as I gave him a peck on the cheek, oh God, I really, really wanted to do something naughty. Oh, but I held myself back. But as I passed him, I could feel his cock throbbing against my thigh. I broke away and returned to my room. Fuck, it felt good. I made it back to my bedroom and was laying on my bed with my heart racing, thinking about what had nearly happened. My nipples were rock hard and super sensitive, and my pussy was so fucking wet. There was no way for me to go to sleep while I was in this horny state. Then suddenly, I heard the floorboards creak outside my bedroom door, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye that the light from the landing wasn't shining through my bedroom keyhole door anymore, and that light normally stays on all night. Something was blocking the keyhole. My son must be on the other side of my door, spying on me through the keyhole. My mind was racing as I wondered, did he have his cock out? Was he stroking it while he was watching his mommy? Fuck it. I decided to put on a show for my little boy. So I pushed the covers off and I sat up on the bed and took off my little pink vest, freeing my huge double D tits and rock hard nipples. I reached for some moisturizer and squeezed some out onto my hands. I rubbed it all over my tits and nipples. I scooted down the bed so I could face the keyhole better, and I massaged the cream into my tits, working my way down to my belly. Then I threw my head back as I slid a hand underneath my wet pink panties and rubbed my throbbing clit. I could hear the floorboards outside my bedroom door develop a rhythmic creak. Squeak. 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 Holy fuck, my little boy is really wanking his cock to his own mother. I took off my skimpy pink panties, which were very wet at this point, and positioned myself so my little boy could get a bird's eye view of his mother's wet cunt. I spread my legs and rubbed my wet clit, spreading the juices around my cunt lips. Then I parted my cunt lips so my little boy could see his mother's tight pink pussy. I used my cunt juice to paint my swollen, throbbing clit. I reached to my bedside drawer and grabbed my pink dildo. This was my favorite because it vibrated. I turned it on and I rubbed it up and down my creamy wet slit, coating my toy with my cunt juice. I put 3 fingers in my tight wet cunt and covered them in my creamy cunt juice. Then I used my fingers to coat the length of my dildo as I began to jack it up and down my sloppy wet gash with nice long strokes. Making sure my fingertips and the pad of my thumb massaged the head of my dildo, pretending it was a real cock, and hoping my little boy was doing the same thing to his own cock as he watched his own mother play with her wet, hungry cunt. I put the head of the dildo at the entrance of my cunt and started to ease it into my fuckhole, wishing it was my little boy's cock stretching me. I pushed my pink cock all the way into my cunt and then pulled it almost back out and then fucking rammed it in again, deep inside my fucking cunt. My fuck juices were flowing out of me and I used both my hands to pump that fucking pink cock as hard as it could go into my needy wet gash. I bet my little boy was using his pre-cum to coat his fat cock too as he stroked it for his mommy, his little fist wrapped tightly around his thick cock, thinking it was his mommy's tight cunt milking his gorgeous thick juicy cock. I was also hoping my little boy was rubbing and massaging his balls with his pre-cum because mommy would sure make sure her little boy's balls were wet with her cunt juice on her fucking spit. I pulled my pink dildo out of my wet cunt and brought it to my mouth so I could taste and lick my own juices off my toy. I tasted so good. But I was wishing it was my little boy's cock so I could taste both our juices mixed together. I forced that dildo to the back of my throat. As I imagined my gorgeous son fucking my mouth hard with his thick, juicy cock. Then I pulled my toy out of my mouth with strings of saliva attached to it, just like strings of fucking tasty pre-cum. I guided my toy back down into my dripping wet gash, and I fucking sank that toy back into my fuckhole as deep as I could, leaving only enough so I could pull that cunt juice covered cock back out. My hips were pushing up to meet my thrust as I made sure my little boy had a clear view of his mommy's wet creamy cunt. Honestly, if my little boy opened my bedroom door right now, I would have let him put his thick cock inside my warm, wet, tight velvet cunt. I would have let him empty himself inside my cunt. I would milk his hard, young cock dry. I'm so fucking close now, and I know my little boy is spying on me through my keyhole as I ram that fucking toy deep inside my cunt. I can feel myself ready to explode. I pull my fuck toy out of my cunt, which is followed by a huge fucking squirt of my cunt juice. My hips are bucking up as the pulses of pleasure flow out of my wet, creamy cunt. The release was unbelievable. As I settled down and I drifted off to a nice deep sleep, thinking about how interesting breakfast is going to be in the morning with my little boy.